Good morning, everyone. God seems to be bringing a recurring theme to our body at this time. I preached this past Sunday on Psalm 90, and a couple of the passages from that psalm that have had an impact on me are, "Teach us to number our days that we may present to you a heart of wisdom." That's Psalm 90, verse 12. When we realize our days are numbered, we gain wisdom and we begin living for God, and our living becomes derived or purposed by the wisdom that we receive from realizing our days are numbered. Then at the end of that psalm, verse 17 says, "Let the favor of the Lord God rest upon us and establish the work of our hands." Yes, establish the work of our hands. And when we gain that wisdom from God and realize that our days are numbered, it begins to establish the work of our hands. We begin to live for the Lord. And this psalm is interesting because it coincides really with that message. And the title of this psalm that was given in the Bible here is "The Folly of Trusting in Riches." And it's a psalm of the sons of Korah. And here's what it says: "Hear this, all peoples. Give ear, all inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. My mouth will speak wisdom." Oh, everyone, please listen to me. Doesn't matter who you are, where you are, what your wealth or prosperity is, what your job is, my mouth's about to give wisdom. "And the meditation of my heart will be understanding. I will incline my ear to a proverb. I will express my riddle on the harp. Why should I fear in days of adversity when the iniquity of my foes surrounds me, even those who trust in their wealth and boast in their abundance of their riches? No man can by any means redeem his brother or give to God a ransom for him. For the redemption of his soul is costly, and he should cease trying forever, that he should live on eternally, that he should not undergo decay." And what he's saying here is, you know, when you go through life and you look at man and you look at man living for prosperity and wealth and living for things that are not of God, don't be concerned about that. Don't worry about that, because his soul's going to go down to Sheol. His soul's going to go down to decay. His soul's going to go down to the grave, just like ours is. Everyone in this life's going to die. "Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom." And don't worry so much about that, because this is temporary. And what is more important is living for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And don't get caught up in living for wealth, but rather live for the treasures of heaven. Live for what matters to God. So that's the message thus far. Verse 10, "For he sees that even wise men die, the stupid and the senseless alike perish, and they leave their wealth to others." You know, there is a wealth that lasts into eternity. Things that are living for God and living for others and helping others today to know Jesus. Remember, this is an Old Testament passage, so you're not going to see that explicitly. And that's what it means to live for treasures in heaven, to live for things that matter there. And the wealth that we store up here is not going to go to heaven. It's going to stay here. So the psalmist here is showing us the futility of living for things of this life without living for the things that matter in heaven. Again, speaking of the rich here in verse 11, he says, "Their inner thought is that their houses are forever and their dwelling places to all generations. They have called their lands after their own names. But man in his pomp will not endure. He is like the beasts that perish. This is the way of those who are foolish and of those after them who approve their words." And what he's saying is, don't get caught up in following after the pomp and the wealthy people of this life that make it sound like all the pleasure of earth is what to live for, and that their houses on earth are going to last forever. And no, we should be living for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And you know, there are people who have been wealthy and have lived for God, and praise God if you're one of those, but don't get caught up in earthly pleasures and earthly wealth and forget that we are here to serve the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and to build up treasure in heaven for his kingdom. Hallelujah. And speaking of these people who are foolish and who are following after wealthy people that aren't living for God, in verse 14 it says, as sheep they are appointed for Sheol, death shall be their shepherd, and the upright shall rule over them in the morning, and their form shall be for Sheol to consume, so that they have no habitation. But God will redeem my soul from the power of Sheol, for he will receive me. Now, getting into an Old Testament discussion on Sheol, it's not an easy topic. However, we see a lot even here. So when people died, they went into the grave, they went into death, they went into Sheol. And it very much appears that those who don't believe have no hope in Sheol, and it's a very dark and bad place to go. But that if you were a believer in Yahweh God in the Old Testament, that you would go to a more pleasant place of Sheol. You'd still die. Your body would still go to the grave, but God would eventually redeem you from the power of Sheol, and you still had a hope even from Sheol because of your faith in Yahweh. And I believe that today, either now or in future dispensations, those who believe in Jesus or believe in Yahweh of the Old Testament have been redeemed from the power of Sheol, and that they have a heavenly abode. But today, we don't go to a dark side of Sheol. We don't even go to a waiting place of Sheol. We go immediately to paradise. To be away from the body is to be at home with the Lord. When this tent on earth is done that we live in, I have a hope of the immediacy of heaven. Today, you will be with me in paradise. So there's a greater, more glorious promise for those who believe in Jesus in the immediacy of heaven. And now, today, instead of the Hebrew word Sheol, we have the word Hades, which takes the place of Sheol. But Hades is never referred to as a positive side of Hades. There's only a hell, temporary hell, as people wait for the final hell, the lake of fire. So it's interesting that in the New Testament, we don't have a positive place of Sheol. Rather, we have what's called paradise in the immediacy of heaven. But there's still the negative side of Sheol, now called Hades, which is a temporary hell, which is essentially the place that this person is saying that these wealthy people who are not following Yahweh are going to go to. So listen, if you've been blessed on earth, remember it's only a temporary blessing. The most important thing is to have the blessing of faith today in Jesus Christ and know where you're going when you die, and to live for that King and for that Lord now while we live here on earth. Regardless of whether you have earthly wealth or not, the most important thing is to have heavenly wealth. Hallelujah. Verse 16, do not be afraid when a man becomes rich, when the glory of his house is increased. For when he dies, he will carry nothing away. His glory will not descend after him. Though while he lives, he congratulates himself. And though men praise you when you do well for yourself, he shall go to the generation of his fathers. They will never see the light. Man in his pomp, yet without understanding, is like the beasts that perish. Man in his pomp, without the understanding of Jesus Christ, without the understanding of salvation in him, without learning to live for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, he is like a man that goes where the beasts go and perish. I'm thankful for this psalmist and teaching us that, you know, our purpose here is not earthly wealth. And you know what? Praise God when you've had a blessed life on earth. But the most important thing is having the promise of the blessing of eternal life and faith in Jesus Christ. And that's for those who believe in him. And those who believe in him are going to be focused also on living for him now in this life, living for the treasures of heaven. Hallelujah. Thank you for this reminder. Let's make sure that we continue in faith to the end and serve our Lord. And then we have heavenly treasure to look forward to. God bless you all.